This episode of The Wiggle Room on Rob as a Podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Counseling. If you're struggling with anxiety or depression or stress right now, you are not alone. BetterHelp offers online licensed professional counselors who are trained to listen and to help. Counselors specialize in many diverse areas, including depression, grief, anxiety, relationship conflicts, and more. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours. Talk with a counselor in a safe and private online environment at your convenience from wherever you're comfortable. You can easily schedule video messages or phone sessions with your therapist, plus exchange unlimited messages. Everything you share is confidential. If you're unhappy for any reason with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. This is a perfect time to talk to a counselor. This is perfect for somebody like me who has long wanted to spend a lot of time talking to a counselor, but did not have the time to go and go see somebody. You can do it at your convenience. Join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional. With so many people using BetterHelp, they're currently recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is an affordable option, and our listeners can get 10% off their first month with the discount code RHAP. So get started today at betterhelp.com/RHAP. That's betterhelp.com/RHAP.
Josh.
Through time. Yeah, that's right. Hey. Remember Survivor? Boom.
Wow. As I'm spat out of a time travel bubble a la Terminator, butt naked in need of clothes because the time machine took me to the wrong place last week. I missed out on all the action. It's been a very harrowing week for me as I've been lost in time.
Whoa. Tough. That's what happened?
Yeah. Several nosebleeds later and I'm back, baby.
Josh
and
Wiggler.
I've been to the Pearl Islands and I'm ready to tell you what I saw.
Is back. Josh, how was your time away from everything going on in the world?
In seriousness, I had a plethora amount of fun.
Oh, that's nice.
These past couple of weeks, my sincerest, a plethora amount of gratitude to Jess and Serena for filling in. Yeah, it was great. I wish I was still there. No disrespect to you or anybody who's listening. Like, you're all great too, but I like the woods. The woods are nice.
Yeah.
After, you know, months and months of just being in the city and finally getting out and just being in the woods for a little while, my obvious natural habitat, it was great.
What are some activities you do in the woods?
I swim in the lake. I hang out with my nephew who lives at the cabin next door. He's 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's a delight. Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I slept. I wrote. I'm working on my book. I made some progress. It felt good.
Yeah.
And I successfully sold all of my turnips on the stock market. So I made multiple billions of dollars in Animal Crossing.
Yes. You say billions?
Yeah, they're bells is the currency in Animal Crossing. Right. Yeah. That's what they're called, bells. And so I'm on a quest to become a billionaire, which is a task that I've made a lot harder for myself since I've created new characters on my Animal Crossing island, and I'm now like spreading the resources across all these characters I've created.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Well, I'm just putting this out there because like eventually there's going to be an Animal Crossing podcast on the network, and if I'm not a participant, I'm going to be very upset.
We won't do it without you.
Don't do it without me.
Okay. All right.
Robin and Akiva need an Animal Crossing island.
I think that's actually not a bad idea for the wheel.
It's a good idea for the wheel. You would need Nintendo Switches or at least one Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
But you can expense that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we have budget for that? We may have budget for a Switch. It might take a minute to get to you.
We can talk about that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, here we are. We're going to be going back in time today to episode number 11 from Survivor Pearl Islands, Dead Grandma Time. That's what we're doing here today.
Yeah, with my birthday bro, Johnny Fairplay.
Well, he's not going to be with us, but we're
He's not with us, but there's much to discuss. Oh, I should have come in here as Tyler Weigert. This was a
Tyler Weigert. Yes.
We dropped a ball somewhere along the way.
Do you feel like that Johnny Fairplay will listen to this podcast and then live tweet anything that is that is said incorrectly on this podcast?
You know, it's 2020. Anything can happen anymore.
I mean, I think that's probably likely.
Yeah, I think of all the things that have happened this year, that is like that is one that feels a little more predictable than anything. I don't know. I mean, what are we going to get wrong? Are we going to get wrong was an historic moment in Survivor history? It's the dead grandma lie. This is a crazy time.
We'll give a shout out to the great Johnny Fairplay, host of the Survivor NSFW podcast, a man who I have known for a plethora amount of time. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And he's created a Tyler Weigert t-shirt that he never offered to send to me for free. He only encouraged me to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got it for free, I'll take it. And then I'll wear it and I'll post about it. But I'm not just going to take it. I'm not going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll wear it. I'll show it off.
Yeah. Don't you understand that whole t-shirt business, Josh? It's a little bit like you ever go to dinner in a restaurant and they take your picture and then they come and then they try to sell you the picture for $20 and say like, "Hey, we got this picture of you. Don't you want it?"
That's great. That's great.
It's like, I guess so. You went to all the trouble.
You know, when you put it that way, it's actually a really good.
Yeah,
it's very innovative strategy.
And then
JFP.
They just throw out the ones that they don't use.
That's great.
But the markup is so much on the ones that they do sell. That's how the business model works.
That's good. All right, Josh.
You want to set the slap bracelet up? Punch in the time coordinates.
Where did I put my slap bracelet?
Oh
my god, I lost. Anyway, we'll just have to imagine that.
Okay,
I've got
imagine somewhere a bracelet here. Slapping.
I don't know. It's not in any.
We're gonna go back
drawers.
To November 26th, 2003. Time in which I was already voted out of Survivor All-Stars.
That happened.
I was in Argentina, and I was sneaking off into internet cafes to go and look at what was happening in the world, and I was seeing a lot of hubbub about what had happened here with Johnny Fairplay on November 26th, 2003. All right.
Are you concerned that you're going to get into any kind of trouble for saying you were sneaking off to internet cafes? Is this like how they got Capone on taxes?
Ex post facto.
Okay.
Can't do anything. Okay.
So
I don't think anybody who was there even works with the show anymore.
That's not true. You mean with you on the trip?
I mean, I don't think anybody is affiliated with that part of the trip. Like, I think that they are not concerned with what happens on the pre-jury trip.
Maybe not from back then.
From back then. All right.
Probably these days they're more concerned about.
All right. You ready to slap away?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Faking a slap.
Fire away. 3, 2, 1.
Quap.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. That's right.
So this is an interesting episode of Survivor to go back and look at because it comes on the heels of another iconic episode, an episode that could have been part of this list. And it's rare when we have like back-to-back episodes that could have been all-timers, but that's Survivor Pearl Islands. Rupert is voted out in the Tribal Council before the final eight of Survivor Pearl Islands.
Slipped on a ripe banana peel on his way out the door.
A banana?
Yeah. A banana.
So Rupert is out, and you know we get this all set up in our previously on Survivor, which really tells the tale of everything that went on in this episode, including Lil going on her reward to be convinced to vote out Rupert. This is what she says in that episode.
I am the Scoutmaster.
Really? I am the Scoutmaster.
Ah! Lil.
Yeah.
Lil. Yeah, she was eating pizza and drinking beers with Johnny Fairplay on the boat.
Yeah. That's sort of like peak Lil in the season. If you were going to chart her arc, it's sort of like here, then down and out, then she's back in the game. And then she does like peak a little bit at the Rupert boot. And then
just a little,
sort of
just
like
a little bit,
like fall down and then wins final immunity and then off the table.
I thought it was a big little
bit.
Yeah,
I thought it was
big little bit.
I thought it was a real uphill climb.
Yeah, I got to the final two.
I thought it was going to be a V-shaped recovery.
You have no respect.
Okay. All right. Josh.
Yeah.
Rupert is voted out.
He's gone. He's gone. And like, it's chaotic.
There's hell to pay.
There's hell to pay. There's fish to fry, or if not fry, then dump.
Yeah.
Should that be the new turn of phrase? I've got bigger fish to fry. It's like, I got bigger fish to dump. You don't think it works?
If you were going to dump the fish, it's almost like then that you were going to like rain on my parade. It's like, you are not going to get to enjoy the spoils of your victory because I'm going to destroy them.
Yeah. I'm going to dump your fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. You should adopt that. That's good.
Right. Anyway, so Rupert is gone. Sandra is not happy. She is calling out, fair play, you could not trust him.
No, shady move. You know, this is OG Drake. And she's pissed.
Yeah, she's pissed. Nobody's happy. Burton's not happy. And what we are realizing is that there were fish. Rupert had caught a bucket of fish earlier in that day. And that bucket of fish is missing. And Burton and Johnny Fairplay, they suspect sabotage.
Sabotage. A saboteur.
Sabotage.
And it very quickly turns on poor Krista.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fish get dumped. The dumping of the fish gets dumped upon Krista.
Yeah. And Sandra is really, really great in this whole episode where we all, Survivor fans know, Sandra's the one that dumped out the fish. But the episode doesn't tell us this, and there's no footage of this. So, whereas both of these things, the Johnny Fairplay lie is presented as it's true, and then there's a reveal on the viewer. It's the same thing here with the fish, too, Josh, where that, hey, we're presented with the mystery. Somebody threw out the fish, and we don't know who it is, and it's not until the next act that Sandra tells us in confessional, it was actually me.
It was me. It was me.
It was me.
They leave us in the dark. There's a few mysteries in this episode, right? They, like you said, they do that with the fair play lie. There's a lot of intrigue in this episode, and I think that speaks to the theme of the season. Like there is, like it's a pirate tale with twists and turns, and betrayals and lies and deceit. I think that all like bakes in very, very cleverly and very consistently with the idea behind the show this year.
It's well edited. It's like we're along for the ride of like, yeah, who did throw out the fish? Like, yeah, these guys are making compelling arguments. It must be Krista because she doesn't have a good excuse. And she's even like, oh my God, you guys. Like,
I didn't do it.
Like,
it wasn't,
sure.
It wasn't
like
me.
There was a time when I could have done it, but I didn't.
Poor Krista in the confessions is like, this feels horrible. They've never felt so bad. They think I dumped the fish. Mm-hmm. And they're just ruthless to poor Krista.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She really, though, does not defend herself well. She does not really, where Sandra, she gets asked about it, she is like, hell no, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, Krista's like, I totally can see why you think I did it, but I'm telling you that I didn't.
Yeah. Well, one of these two people is a two-time winner of Survivor. And one of them is going to be voted out relatively soon after this. So
Fairplay says that Krista must be penalized. Must be penalized for this. Okay. In the morning, that they were able to find the fish eventually using the sense of smell, Josh.
Yeah. I mean, I think like a dirty corner of beach with a bunch of rotten fish is, I know it all kind of blends together after a while, but like hotter, it's hot or cold, right?
They got hot. They got hot.
Warmer, hot. Oh God, hot. It's too hot. Yeah. They found it.
Okay. Everybody thinks that Krista did it. She's the only one who could have done it. But Sandra reveals that she was the one. She was so mad. She said she was walking and then she tripped over a vine and the fish were flying. Like, was she going to go hide the fish somewhere else so she could have them later? Was that the original plan?
Bury them underground and have like a secret stash of fish? That's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's something you want to do.
No.
I don't think you want to eat it.
No, definitely not.
After a while, I think that'd be pretty, pretty rough.
Yeah. So I wonder what Sandra was actually going to do with the fish if she had not fallen and they went everywhere. But Krista does not do a great job of getting the target off her back. And Sandra does not help her friend out.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the Sandra move. Like, it doesn't mean she's any less like friends with Krista. It's just that, you know, she's playing games.
Not going to admit to it, right?
All the heat's on Krista, and like Krista's really getting it. Sandra doesn't want any of that. So yeah,
okay. Loved ones visit. Time for some love. Okay.
This is great. This is a great one. This is one of the best loved ones visits of all time. Would this be number one on
the list?
I think
it's number one. What would be number two?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think there's a close number two.
The rock draw, they're playing the rock draw.
Black and white
rocks.
Yeah.
That one was great.
You think this is it? I think this is it. And I'd be interested to know from the chat or on Twitter, what's number two?
The On Island Skype session is fun in Vanuatu. That's fun. And it's like, they're Skyping from the corner over there. We got good Wi-Fi. Like, that's fun. But you know, this is the dead grandma lie.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Even without the dead grandma.
And even without that, like, they're making them walk. Planks.
Yeah, that would still be pretty decent, especially early on here, if they did not have the dead grandma stuff.
Yeah. Really, really, really great. And like lots of like tearful reunions and lots of people being reunited with their partners and good stuff like that. But it's just Hurricane Thunder D. Can you be both a hurricane and a Thunder D?
I think there's probably some thunder in a hurricane.
But the naming of a hurricane. If his name is Thunder D and if hurricanes take on names, then I feel like Hurricane Thunder D should be allowable.
I don't
Either
think that
way,
they,
he comes in.
Unless it was such a terrible hurricane season that they went through all the letters of the alphabet. Maybe that they if they got back around to T, they would need to this hurricane is also named Thunder, but we've had to give it a last initial because separated from the previous Hurricane Thunder, which also was earlier this season.
Does that mean a hurricane A, B, and C have come through already?
I'm not sure.
From Hurricane Thunder to Hurricane Thunder D.
Yeah. I mean, I think it seems a little bit creatively bankrupt that this is the fourth time we've gone through the hurricane list, and every time we get the T, we name the hurricane starting with the letter T.
Yeah.
I'd like to name the hurricanes.
That'd be a fun job.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer it if there were no more hurricanes, though.
No more hurricanes?
Yeah, I'd cancel the hurricanes if we could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then you'd have more time to work on the names.
Yeah.
If you had, just had less hurricanes.
Fewer hurricanes, yeah.
But Josh, let's talk about all the loved ones that we get to meet here. We get to meet
some
Sandra's
people are suggesting is Winners at War. Is that a better loved ones visit?
No, definitely not.
I would say no as well.
They didn't even do anything.
It was probably the best loved ones visit that anyone has had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
As a viewer, it's not competitive with this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, people's kids were there. Okay, so what?
That's great. That's great. It was lovely, but
come on.
This one has subterfuge.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to see Sandra's husband, Marcus.
Yep. He's coming out.
Okay. We see Tawana's high school sweetheart and friend, William. What's this relationship?
We've talked about this before.
We did?
This
we broke feels this down?
This feels familiar.
Seems like a nightmare. If you are now Tawana's significant
here
other.
Here comes Tawana's high school sweetheart and now friend. Is like a very specific labeling of this person.
All right. Burton's mom is here. Dee Dee,
that's my mom's name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're just one of the many things Burton and I have in common.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Burton's mom is here.
Uh-huh.
Big Lil's husband is here.
Yeah. Lil.
I'm not sure what he's big something, I think, also.
Lil Big?
No.
If she's Big Lil, is he Lil Big?
Mm.
That'd be cute.
Okay. Dara's boyfriend Bradley is here.
Yeah, and Dara just like goes up to him, gives him a hug, and whispers, "I have to whisper because I."
Yeah, did they stay together? I don't think so.
I refuse to talk on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry about this.
Is Dara a low talker?
She's just never. She's never really seen speaking much.
Mm-hmm. Big Lonnie.
Big Lonnie.
It's a Big Dara episode, Josh.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Krista's fiance Ian is here also.
And she's like very, very pumped to see Ian.
Mm-hmm.
She needs some love right now.
Yeah. And then last but not least, John's buddy Dan is here.
Thunder D comes just like rolled in like bloop do 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 do.
Yeah.
And it's like one of these things is not like the other. Like every other relationship has this big emotional component to it. And here just comes Thunder D Thunder D-ing his way through. And of course it does end up being very emotional because JFP stops him as he's walking. He's like, "Hey, wait, whoa, before you go any further, how's grandma?"
Yeah.
How's grandma?
It definitely feels like that, you know, if Johnny Fairplay didn't bring it up, Thunder D was not going to go through the bit. Like, it seemed like that maybe he needed to even be like, "Hey, remember that thing that we talked about?"
Right. Well, I wonder, is that part of like the, was there like a trap door to this plan of Fairplay telling him ahead of time, like, "Don't bring it up unless I bring it up."
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, don't be the first one to bring it up. I'll ask you if I feel like I need it.
I don't know. Thunder D was not playing it down the middle. Like Thunder D was not acting like, "Okay, I might need to go into character."
Yeah.
Even his response of like, hey, where's grandma? Yeah. Like, "Oh, she died, dude.
She died, dude."
And of course, as the story goes, you know, Jeff production, they don't know what's going
on. No one knew.
Jeff's asking, "Wait, hold on. What's happening here?"
"It was either going to be my buddy or my grandmother coming, and my grandmother's not here for a reason."
Okay. Wow. Shocking development.
And Probst is like, "I'm very sorry to hear that. I'm sure everyone's really sorry to hear that." And like, you can get this like sense off of Jeff, like, "This mother bleeper, like, this is a lie."
You think that Jeff thought it smelled lie?
Well, I feel like at least he's not like really sympathetic in the moment. It feels like he's kind of just like, "I'm sorry to hear that," as if like he suspects a ruse and like has just witnessed like the dirtiest thing that has happened on Survivor up to this point.
See, I don't know, because I feel like that the story's always been that nobody knew, and then they were gonna like, maybe they had like some suspicion and they were like calling.
That's what I mean. It's like, is it suspicion in that moment?
They didn't hear anything about that this had happened. Is this accurate? But like, I feel like that if anything, Jeff's like playing it down the middle of that. He doesn't know if it's real or not.
Yeah, but that's why he's like, "I'm sorry to hear that." Like, it's just like very, like, I don't know. It's just like very, it's like a very dry response to what could have been very, very, very serious and tragic news. But like, everybody else is really ripped up, except the camera does like shoot to Sandra at one point, which is like, I don't know about
that. Yeah, Sandra is not having it with Johnny Fairplay, as we'll see in a moment.
It.
All right.
She doesn't
All right, we're going to go and get everybody on the plank. And so we're going to have a question. It's basically like a newlywed game of you have to guess the answer for the other person. I thought it might be fun if we played along, Josh.
Oh, great. Yeah,
we didn't do this in the evolution strategy, right?
Not that
this
I
is new
remember.
Material.
I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. Is it?
Okay.
I have no
Josh,
idea. Yep.
All right. What is your nickname?
Okay, what is my nickname? Is it not Tyler Weigert?
Yeah, that's like
Tyler Weigert.
Yeah, got one.
Let me think. Let me think. I was going to write it down. Josh's nickname. Do you have a nickname?
Yeah. I do. The question is, do you know?
I don't know. What is your nickname?
Travis.
Travis, for real?
Yeah. No one calls me Travis.
Because I know a guy named Tyler that people call Travis.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Took me a second. My last name, people do things to my last name.
So what would they call you? Wiggles? So
like Wiggs, Wiggles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you write down on the chalkboard?
Wanda.
Wanda.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think I don't really
I do characters more than I do nicknames, I guess.
Yeah. Sandra's nickname is Changa.
Mm-hmm. That's iconic.
That's iconic.
Dara's nickname is like Yubnub, like the Ewoks.
Yubnub. Right? Whose nickname is Yubnub?
It doesn't Dara have like it's like Nubnut. Something like that.
Yubnub. Yubnub.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. The second question is what's your favorite home cooked meal?
Oh, well, I know what yours is.
What is it?
It's the boring chicken.
It's that's not...
But that's what you would write down.
I'm not sure what I would write down.
If you didn't write that down, I would have gotten it wrong.
Yeah. What do you say? Pizza? We'd say, does pizza constitute a home-cooked meal?
I think just for the strategy, I would write down pizza. Yeah. It's not my favorite home-cooked meal, but I would just... I would hope that you would, like, not know what else to do, so you just write pizza, so I put pizza down.
Yeah. Dara... she writes down her chalkboard, meat and potatoes is her favorite meal.
Just any meat?
I guess any meat. I guess is that count as lamb shanks? Could that be?
Yeah, lamb shanks are on. That's what I should have put down. Yeah.
Apple cider. Her boyfriend wrote, no, her favorite home cooked meal is cornbread and milk.
Cornbread and milk?
Yeah, y'all. Wow.
Cornbread and milk sounds good,
I guess
actually.
So.
If it's like really cold milk and some like good, like almost like doughy cornbread, that could be decent.
Okay.
I'd be fine with that.
So when people get the answer right, they get to throw somebody off of the, like make them move one space.
Yeah. You know, inching closer and closer to your certain doom.
Yeah. Sandra, on her first opportunity.
Wastes no time to go for fair play.
Waste no time. No remorse. Here's Sandra.
Sandra, first move.
Fair play, buddy.
That's so great.
And which sends Johnny Fairplay like he's you know immediately you know completely worked up and then I love Sandra's response to him complaining about her. Well, he's like I just want to get some information, okay, about my grandma.
I mean, I have about a million questions I'd like to know about my grandmother, but obviously some people don't give a f- so. Sandra,
it's not all about you all the time.
Yeah, not everything is always about you.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ice cold. Ice like, cold. As like cold as that milk.
Yeah.
And as cold as you would hope that apple cider was some weeks earlier.
Okay. All right. What's everybody's dream job?
Oh, but we have it, right? This is it.
Yeah, this is it.
This is easy for us. We did it, yeah.
It's easy for us.
I'd write the one I got.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So we go into
I'd be the showrunner of Lost 2.
Ooh.
That's my dream job.
Okay.
You get to sequelize Lost.
Would you call it Lost 2?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, would you call us ever again if you were a successful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably just call it Lost 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. T-O-O or T-W-O?
The Roman numeral 2.
Oh, okay. I like that's classy.
Or maybe even just like the digit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should be like, the number 2, you could put it
you
in.
Know, what would happen is the numbers would flick on screen, 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42, and then like the big, like, it'd be almost like 24, and then the numbers would flip until it was a 2, and then the rest of the numbers would turn into Lost.
Josh,
that would be how I would open it.
By the way, you're the biggest 24 fan around. Are you going to watch The Fugitive on Quibi?
With Kiefer Sutherland as not Jack Bauer? What I was reading, no, the answer is no. The answer is no way. I'm not watching anything Quibi. I refuse. He plays a guy who works for the agency is called the Counterterrorist Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
CTB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this guy isn't going to give us another season of 24? Kiefer, what's the matter with you?
Yeah. They don't have that Quibi money.
He's playing Jack Bauer on Quibi. Mm-hmm. And the whole, like... The character behind it is that he's supposed to be hunting the wrong guy. So he's like, literally, he's playing shitty Jack Bauer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's playing B-list Jack Bauer as... Yeah. It drives me nuts.
I saw commercials on it, and they're like, this summer's most highly talked about series is The Fugitive on Quibi.
Well, that might
like,
be
no,
true, because there's no other shows. It's like it's The Fugitive on Quibi and The Mole on
RHAP. Grandma, that's the biggest lie going.
Fugitive is the summer's fugitive. Most
Get
talked about
here.
Show.
Get out of here.
Yeah, this podcast is the first time anybody's talked about it.
This is the first time. Mm-hmm. No one else is like, people are listening to this. Like, wait, Kiefer Sutherland is on a Quibi show called The Fugitive. Also, what's Quibi? Like, people are having lots of questions as they're hearing this little tangent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the Kiefer Sutherland over my shoulder right now is not amused.
Josh, one of the things that Survivor does here in these early seasons is that they do these games and then they montage it up.
Mm-hmm.
We do a little bit of a time-lapse montage here.
I've got no issue with this. Do you?
Kind of. Like,
yeah.
If
Let's just get through it because there's better character stuff, you know?
I guess so. I guess it's, but if you're going to have a game, like, just, you know, don't montage the game.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I guess. Yeah. But if they don't have, like, funny answers or if they've used the best material at this point.
I guess so. I complain about the challenges, too, so I guess I wouldn't mind, like...
Also, like, they have to get us, like... They've captured our... they had our attention with the dead grandma thing, mm-hmm. and they're about to... Or is that they had our curiosity, and then they're going to have our attention, I think, the way it goes.
Okay.
So they just want to get us there, I think.
All right. Anyway, so we are losing people left and right. We're going to eventually lose Burton's mom, Dee Dee. Jeff says something, I think, very odd to Burton's mom, Dee Dee, not your mom, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, say your goodbyes to your son.
I'm so sorry.
You look so elegant.
Can you isolate that sound clip and send it to me so that I can send that to my mom every time I finish texting with her?
Yes.
Dee Dee, say your goodbyes
I'm
to your
so
son.
Sorry.
You look so elegant.
You look so elegant, Dee Dee.
Wow. Jeff being so kind to my mom, even after all we've been through. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Class act.
You look so elegant.
Class act. Okay. Class act. Yeah.
All right. Ultimately, it's gonna come down to Lonnie or Thunder D. Burton says that, look, Johnny's gotta know more information about this grandma situation. So all right,
I feel
sorry.
Like we are yada yadaing over the fact that Burton's nickname is Burton.
No, I did mention that very quickly.
Burton's mom, what is Burton's nickname? Burton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is Burton short for something?
No, it's an elegant nickname.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Benjamin Burton.
Benjamin.
I am now a full-grown baby.
Yeah.
I was just born.
I'm actually 1 year old.
Yeah. So Johnny Fairplay wins the reward. He is going to go and get to spend time with Thunder D. It's a very light atmosphere still with Thunder D. Still horsing around the whole time.
John's lost about 30 pounds, so take it easy on him.
I thought he gained 10.
Wow. This dude has just suffered a loss and you're fat shaming him?
I think he was skinny shaming him.
Yeah, he's like body shaming him. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're going to go to a private island. They're going back to the camp. Everybody else is going to the private island.
I mean, that's the lemon in the wound, right? It's like, you guys are doing a good thing. You're giving, you know, you're giving Johnny Fairplay some time with his friend to get some more information on what's happened. But y'all have to go to, like, a crap beach and start over while Johnny gets to ransack the Balboa camp.
Mm-hmm.
Little do they know. Little do
kind
they
of
know.
A lame reward, in fairness.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're going to go off. Everybody else goes to the Isla Hermita. We get a little bit of a package of everybody talking about, like, well, we just wanted to do this for Johnny Fairplay, you know, that this is... if anything, Johnny should have this. We know how much he's hurting right now, so gotta let him have this reward.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. And so Johnny's gonna go off for a very emotional trip with Thunder D.
Yeah. So then we go back with Thunder D and Johnny Fairplay, and we get the reveal and that Johnny Fairplay is talking about how they pulled it off, and Johnny Fairplay tells us,
my grandmother's sitting home watching Jerry Springer right now.
What a great plug for Jerry Springer.
I know, it's great. Do you think that he struck a deal with Jerry Springer before he went out to the island, that that's what he would drop in his confessional too?
Oh, maybe. Do you think that there were other talk shows that were trying to get
Payola.
Like Fairplay?
Yeah.
Mention Maury.
Or do you think like the producers were like, all right, Johnny, do that line read again, but this time say Sally, Jessica, Raphael. All right, now do it again, and this time say
you think Sally, Jessica.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sally was still on?
I don't know. I don't know what anyone's doing anymore.
Say Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake.
Okay.
Ricky Bobby. And then they went and they sold the spot to Jerry Springer. Very clever.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. This holds up so well, right? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is, it is one of the most notorious moments in Survivor history. And it's still crazy. It's just still crazy all these years later to go back and watch that. Just like the unmitigated gall of Johnny Fairplay in this moment. It's very good.
I think this is interesting to talk about here. I'm not sure if we touched on this on the Evolution Strategy. How would this be received now? Like, this happened on an episode of Survivor in season 40.
I don't know that it would be like, certainly there would be a loud group of people who'd be pissed about it. But I don't know that it's like necessarily completely out of like the Tony Vlachos playbook, you know, like I think like Tony tells some pretty tough lies in his first season, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I swear on a bunch of, you know, people who have passed away. So where does this fit in the pantheon of that? The truth is I think that this is like one of those like shot in the arm moments for Survivor, though.
Yeah.
This is not just like one of the top moments in Survivor history. This is like talked about as one of the top moments in reality television history.
Yeah. I just wonder if something like this would play on modern Survivor, where the thing was like that, you know, 25 million people are watching this, 20 million people are watching this.
Yeah.
And then so many people are like angry and like, how could he do this? And they had no way of contacting anybody about it. It's like people were just angry and they were at their house. And some people cheered and loved it. But the people who were like most offended just had to sit with it. You know, they had no access to Facebook groups and Twitter and Instagram and like
Fairplay would have to either be like really happy to weather all of the people sliding into his mentions, or he'd have to get out the block hammer, or he'd have to go private.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like those are the three options.
He would just be just like obliterated off the face of social media with like angry, you know, angry people. And it would be, you know, it's like the kind of thing where it could happen in 2003 and then he's just like a villain that people hiss at. But, you know, people will like, you know, have ways to contact you now.
Yes, you're reachable.
You're too accessible stuff like this to work anymore.
Yeah, maybe. There's something there.
Okay.
It's just wild. It was really wild to revisit it. I think like the pacing of it.
Yeah, it's still good TV. It's still good TV.
Yeah, it's really good TV. Yeah.
So on day 29, everybody's going to come back. Thunder D is leaving. And then we shift into talking about the vote. And Sandra is going to work on a plan. They need Tawana.
Mm-hmm. They do. They need Tawana, who has been part of this coalition to get rid of Rupert. Fairplay and Burton are kind of like a two-headed Cesternino to a certain degree, right? Of like trying to like swing between bottom feeders and pick people up in some of these votes.
Mm-hmm.
So Sandra's wondering if we're going to be able to snag some time with Tawana. Can we get some of you guys to work with us to like maybe go after Burton and Fairplay? This feels like it would be the right deal.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's almost a little bit like voting blocks here of the different people, where Dara and Tawana seem like that they are a block together. Sandra and Krista, they're a pair. Burton and Fairplay are another pair. And so the Sandra and Krista pair say, hey, like we can get Dara and Tawana and have a women's thing. And then we vote out Burton next.
Right.
So
right.
Sandra needs to convince Tawana, but Tawana is a little hesitant because they just voted with to vote out Rupert at the last vote, and they have a good thing going on with Burton and Fairplay. And so Sandra says, listen, come with me. Let's go spy on Fairplay and Burton. And I think this is so interesting to watch Sandra and her spying here, Josh, because we know that she is going to be in the future. She is going to be, her fate is going to be so inter-Diaz twined with Tony Vlachos.
Yeah, right.
The master of whispers.
Right, right, right.
And so we get to see Sandra really, you know, get to Juana, get into her spy shack, and say, listen, we got to go listen to what they're saying.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's cool history. What do they say about the Star Wars trilogies? These movies rhyme with each other, is what they say.
Mm-hmm.
The Survivor seasons, some of Survivor history rhymes with itself as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's echoes upon echoes, and I think spying being such a key part of the first two-time winner's game, and then the second two-time winner is really fun.
So Sandra brings Tawana into the conversation, and you know it's hard to really tell like what Tawana actually heard, but we do see shots of Johnny Fairplay and Burton talking about how it's going to be them in the final two, and they're going to vote out the women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what they're overhearing, and this seems like yep, that's no good. That's not good for Sandra and Tawana.
Yeah, so Tawana is totally flipped around.
Yeah,
okay, she's going to vote with Sandra, and they're going to take out Burton. So we get to, I forgot that this was in this episode, a controversial immunity challenge in this episode.
Word scramble.
Maybe another one that could have used a montage, though.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, look, it's different than just like action blockbuster and or endurance challenge stuff that is like all the rage these days. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind there being something a little bit different.
It was
also
different.
A challenge I think I could win would mm-hmm. be nice. But yeah, there's like, I like the rules of it are like, you say you're done and you get checked. And if you aren't right, then you're out. Like you don't get a second yeah. shot.
This was basically clever. Like the boggle of the boggle. I think you have to use the words that have to be connected. This is just make
Correct.
Up a bunch
it's
of
true.
Words.
Yes. Yeah. My wife would kill this challenge. Mm-hmm. She'd be very good. She's boggle master.
Yeah. And the rules were very convoluted in terms of trying to follow along of like, all right, so here's the words Survivor Pearl Islands, make 9 words that are 3-letter words, like 8 words that are 4-letter words, like 3 words
confusing.
That are 5-letter words. It's a lot.
It's hard. It's a lot. Maybe not the best TV. But what is good TV is that Burton wins,
mm-hmm.
except that he doesn't. Because
yes.
he missed the eye in the Dangerous Liaison.
Yes. Very
sexy
elegant
thriller.
Film.
You know yes. how I feel about those.
Sexy thriller. That's a sexy thriller, Dangerous Liaison?
I don't know if it's a sexy thriller or not.
Who's in that? Think, Jeremy Irons?
Is that right? I haven't watched that one yet. I haven't gotten to Dangerous Liaisons.
And I've seen this season before.
Oh, it is Jeremy Irons. I don't know if that's a sexy thriller.
Yeah.
It's John Malkovich.
Malkovich. And what's the
Dangerous Liaison sounds like it should be a sexy thriller, though.
All right. So here, let me give you the synopsis. The Marquise de Mitrude and the Victoire de Valmore, John Malkovich.
All right. Just quit while you're ahead, bud.
Display the petty jealousies and jaded insouciance of life in France's royal court in the 18th century, casually ruining the lives of de Martureau, young romantic rival Uma Thurman, the music teacher Keanu Reeves, for whom she secretly pines, and the understanding Madame de Tourvel. Could be sexy.
This could be quite sexy indeed.
Yeah. You know, Keanu Reeves was there.
We watched The Firm
post
on vacation.
Bill and Ted, Keanu Reeves.
That was our sexy thriller.
Yeah.
Vacation. Yeah.
But yeah, get that eye out of there. I think Burton was right.
You think that the correct spelling of liaisons is spelling it wrong?
I think it should be. If I was going to, for whatever reason, if I was typing liaison.
Mm-hmm. But you're missing out on the fun. I think part of the fun is that extra eye.
That extra eye does not look like it belongs in there.
That's why it's so dangerous.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, we have a very exciting finish, though, where we have Burton is awarded immunity. And they let it go. I mean, at what point did they catch this? Because then, like, all right, Burton, all right, we'll see you guys at the tribal council. And then they're leaving. And then Jeff
the way
like,
that probably works is like they're gone, they're like being held, they're waiting for their boat to take them back to their camp, and at some point, like someone walks up to the thing's like, well, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Double check. And they have them held already, so they can bring them back.
Yeah. Okay. So they're gonna have a do-over. I did think this was all very fair. Like, I kind of feel like that a lot of
times... Everyone agrees. Everyone's good. They're like, fair. Fair is fair is fair.
Yeah. A lot of times in sports where there's a bad call and then the game is over and then everybody just has to say, yeah, ref missed the call. Like, they don't, like, bring the teams back on the field and say, like, all right, we're just going to do, you know, a game of horse now to settle how this is going to work.
That'd be good. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Or knockout.
So we're going to restart it, and this time, Dara is going to be the winner.
Good for Dara.
Dara wins.
This
Dara
is why she's been very careful with her words all season long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why she didn't want to say them too loud. She'd want anybody to overhear.
She's waiting for this moment. Yes.
All of her words. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Josh, so let's talk about where we go from here. After the challenge, we're going to start to have some things are going to get real hot in terms of what's going to go on with this vote.
Yeah, because this should be the time to take out Burton. He's like this insane challenge beast. Apparently, with the exception of one word, he is he can spell very well. So it feels like this should be like a slam dunk vote. This is the time to get rid of Burton. But alas.
So Tawana makes a critical mistake here. She thinks that, okay, we can get rid of Burton, but we need to bring in Fairplay. We need to tell Fairplay what's going on. He'll see the light on this. Like, look, Burton's too good. And then I'll keep Fairplay in the loop. He's just been through a tough loss. And then I'll still have my numbers. I just got to let Fairplay know what's going on.
It's a bad call. You can't break up the Bash Brothers, you know?
Yeah.
You can't split up Jose and Mark. You can't split up Burton and Fairplay.
Okay. So Tawana tells Fairplay he prefers that Krista goes, but he says okay. But then he ends up with a plan of his own. He goes to Sandra and Krista and makes the deal, hey, let's vote off Tawana. Let's put Drake back together.
Let's get Drake back together.
Remember
Let's get the
us.
Band back together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to us?
Whatever happened to us, Drake?
Yeah. And Sandra's like, I don't know. We've been burned by you before. I don't know if this is any good.
Mm-hmm. Sandra is scared to make
She's
this.
Skeptical. She's skeptical.
How do we trust you?
Yeah.
And can't. I do believe that, I don't think this is in the episode, but I do believe that Johnny Fairplay really swears on his grandma's grave on this.
No, he does. You see it in the episode, but maybe he like really made a meal out of it in reality. But you do see it briefly in the episode.
Yes.
He's like, I swear on my grandmother, and you know that's a big deal to me. And that's why, like, at this moment in Survivor history, like, it's groundbreaking because, like, yeah, like that would be a really messed up thing to lie about and then swear upon. So he's not quite created. He's created like something of an advantage that he's got here. It's not going to work for every single move that he makes, but in this moment in time, I think so quickly after the Thunder D stuff, like,
yeah,
seems like that's a weapon he's able to wield here.
Josh, we know Sandra is going to win the season, but do you feel like, is this the right call here to go back with Burton and Fairplay and not side with Tawana and Dara?
I don't think so. In like the moment, I would, again, like, I'd have
certainly
to
the wrong
have,
move for Krista. She's going to get voted out next.
I'd have to, like, really remember how the season went down. I'd have to have watched everything very freshly. But I think on paper, like, you are banking on, like, people, like, coming to their senses to vote out Burton when he's exposed at some point further down
at
the
five.
Line. And so, like, now is, like, an agreeable time to take out Tawana. But, like, that feels like a very risky move.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what are Tawana's jury odds at this point right now? You know, like, she's not going to, you know, she's just got, like, Rupert has no, you know, huge Tawana connection. I guess Rhino, so that's one vote for her on the jury right now. But if you keep letting Burton go far, he's got a hell of a story. He got voted out. He won his way back in. He's been crushing immunities. He's part of the Rupert slaying squad. Mm-hmm. So this, like, this does feel like he should really vote out Burton right now.
Yeah, it does.
He
it
just won immunity,
out.
Except that he didn't really. But like, he basically won immunity right now.
Especially, that he came so close to winning, and really, he is like head and shoulders above the rest of the field in terms of physical competitions.
And the numbers are there, right? Like, Sandra goes to Tawana after, should go to Tawana after this anyway, and be like, yeah, so Fairplay knows that you want to vote out Burton. I don't know why you told him, but like, let's just still vote out Burton anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Fairplay, or no, don't even say that. Don't even say that.
He also tells Krista that Tawana says she hates her guts, and I don't know how much they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, Krista at this point maybe is just like feeling pretty raw from anybody who was after her in Fishgate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Sandra will be able to put the pieces back together after she loses Krista at the next vote at the final five when she's able to get Dara and Lil to turn against. But it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it's not enough to deal.
Yeah. All right, Josh. So go to Tribal Council, and we have a lot of talk about the family visit. A lot of talk about how like this has all brought the tribe closer together.
Yeah, you know. Tragedy bonds us.
Yeah. Fairplay plays this off pretty well at the Tribal Council because Jeff asks about, John, are you willing to betray anybody in this game? And he's like,
it's like never
I would have a couple of days ago, but you know, not anymore.
I'm a changed guy. I'm reformed.
Such a growth moment for Johnny Fairplay.
You have a little bit of a lisp on what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke that it's a gross moment.
Mm. Josh. It's also going to be Tawana's birthday.
I know. Happy birthday to you. Do we have any birthday wand-offs? Because if so, we shouldn't play them. We don't want to get sued.
No. We don't have any birthday wand-offs for Tawana. Ultimately, the votes come up. Burton, Tawana. Happy birthday, Tawana. And T, happy birthday. We end on T, happy birthday.
Hell of a present. Here. Yeah.
Jeff really makes a big deal out of, like, and the last vote will remain a mystery. You'll never know.
You'll never know that vote was also for Tawana.
Yeah. I mean, was there ever a time when the mystery vote actually? Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, like, there's been times where, like, there have been missing votes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Josh, anything else you want to say about Pearl Islands episode 11?
It was great. I mean, I think that like before the evolution of strategy, my feeling on Pearl Islands was that it was overrated. And then we went through it and like the characters are just so fun. And I think that this is a season that not only like captures the essence of Survivor very well, but does feel like sort of this great thrill ride too. It like feels like a genre show in at its best moments. I love this season very, very much. And I this episode is great. The characters are great. Early Sandra is so great. Fairplay here is ridiculous and great. Thunder D is very fun on the show. It was really fun to go back and watch this one. It's been a bad day for me today.
Why?
And getting it's just some stupid stuff that's going on. And I got to spend part of my work day watching this episode of Survivor. It put me in a good mood.
Okay.
I was very happy about that. It's, you know, it's nice to know that these things are still out there for us whenever we want to go back to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Josh. And speaking of great things that we get to go back to, the wand off is coming up here in just a moment. But first, Josh, let me thank a sponsor for this episode of the podcast. This episode of The Wiggle Room is sponsored by Big Brother on CBS. CBS All Access.
What?
Yes. Yes, it's back, Josh.
You're
excited. You're excited.
Me?
Yes.
Are you freaking
Let me tell you about
me?
Let me tell you about something called Big Brother. Big Brother follows a group of people living together in a house with dozens of high definition cameras and microphones which record their every move 24 hours a day. Each week, the house guests will vote someone out of the house, and in the end, the last remaining house guest will receive a grand prize of $500,000. Big Brother is back with its 22nd season, and this season is an all-star season consisting of all returning house guests. Josh, I love Big Brother because it's just like Survivor,
but
it's
in
with
house?
People living in a house. It's so much fun. we get to podcast about it as well. And this
how many
season,
Big Brother podcasts do you have right now?
How many Big Brother podcasts are we doing? Mm-hmm. Me or like the Royal
Wee? The network, yeah. The Royal Wee.
We're almost somewhere around like two a day. Wow. Probably not quite. Probably like 12 a week.
Yeah, all right. Y'all working
but
so
Josh,
hard.
As a Survivor fan, you will love it. And if you haven't been watching Big Brother and you're a Survivor fan, this is a great season to jump in on. New episodes air on CBS and CBS All Access every Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday at 8, 7 Central. Go behind the scenes even with the live feeds, a multicam set up in the house exclusively on CBS All Access. In addition to catching up on every past season of Big Brother, CBS All Access subscribers can stream thousands of episodes from hit CBS shows, classics, and exclusive original series. By the way, if you are a CBS All Access subscriber, a ton of additional shows have just been added to CBS All Access. They really added a ton of stuff from the Viacom library recently. Visit cbs.com/RHAP for more information to start your free trial of CBS All Access so you can catch up on all the Big Brother content you need to get ready for season 22. That's cbs.com/RHAP at cbs.com/RHAP. And don't tell them you heard it from me, but use the promo code PLAY when you sign up, okay? Trust me on that one. CBS.com/RHAP. And
promo code
with that,
PLAY, the most appropriate needle drop in music history.
You're going to get PLAY.
Yeah, play it quickly.
For a month of CBS All Access. Okay, here we go. Let's hit PLAY.
Stop right there!
Not soon enough.
Straight up leave here, it would make me so happy for the rest of my life if you'd shut the shirk up and just eat your damn rice. It's the Wanda, it's the Wanda forever. If you need to, you can straight up leave here, but it'll make you so happy for the rest of your life if you turn the songs up and turn out to be nice. You want to know right now before you go any further. It's the Wanda, it'll be here forever.
Chongoff. Okay. All right. Here we are, Josh.
Yeah.
We are excited to talk about the Wandoff. We missed you last week.
I missed you too.
Had some great songs last week. Of course, we got to talk about the old business. Talk about what went on in week number 10. A plethora amount of great submissions. Of course, people went to robiswebsite.com/votewanda. The tabulator, Kurt Clark, looked at all of the numbers, threw out all of the ones from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which may have been fraudulent. And now we will reveal the winner of last week's Wandoff. Okay? In third place, J.T. for Who Hears a Horton.
Okay.
In second place, with 23% of the vote, it was Michael from Rochester with You Can't Stop Parvati. And it was a blowout runaway. One of the great Wandoffers. Here is Davis, Will with a song about the ripe bananas.
It looks like Santa from Indiana. A bearded libertarian, tie-dye pirate guy. That's right, it's Rupert Bonehand.
He worked for either week.
He could have.
And he's not the brightest. Thought there's a woman's alliance. Still, he's a favorite of the fans.
Beautiful. Back to back,
absolutely.
Rupert and Sandra this week.
Yeah. It's okay. Good. We love a Rupert and Sandra show.
Okay. All right. Of course, here is the host of the Wandoff back again.
It's the guy.
Here he is, the late, great Casey Kasem. Josh, I'm so happy you're back.
Hey, Casey.
I need to file a number of complaints about how I was treated in your absence.
It was rough, and I'm usually here to stick up for you. We've had our spats, but you know I'm a fan.
I just want to let you know that you are my favorite way more than Rob.
That I know. I know that. I know that.
I know ranking can be both arbitrary and reductive.
In this case.
But Josh is number one.
Number one
Rob
in your...
is number two.
Yeah, all right, others are two or lower.
That being said, let's get to the top five songs
yes.
in Wombat's Nation.
Let's.
We'll kick things off with the first song of the week. Here is Emmeline with a song about this week's big mystery.
Blip, 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 blip. Who threw the fish out? Blip, 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 blip. Who threw the fish out? Blip, 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 blip. Who threw the fish out? That's really not nice. Hey, who did the dumping? I got to know. Sandra just blamed it on the trip fall. Hey, I got to know. She moved the fish and then she was falling. Hey, I got to know. And then that bird to let out the call. I hear him call out, who threw the fish out?
Who
threw the fish out? Flip, 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 flip. Who threw the fish out? Flip. Who threw the fish out? We got back from tribal, we had a brawl, then Sandra started to yell. Things got huffy, just blame Krista on the debacle. Now I tell you, man, don't get that girl angry. You better know, cause years from now they'll build her a shrine. You got to know, Cassandra, don't put up with malarkey. You got to know that queen stays queen, Sandra Diaz Twine. Then Burton call out, who threw the fish out? Who threw the fish out? Who threw the fish out? Who threw the fish out?
Wow.
That was a hit single for the Baja Mena.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if you're going to go like... And it was hard to pronounce it in my head, so I wonder how it's going to come out in reality. The Bahonman. Bahonham. This is like Rupert's last name. Yeah.
I thought it was...
But I'd given a lot of thought, and I couldn't deliver the line read. So I think you made the better call.
Josh, the number two song in Wombat's Nation comes to us from Stan Tsai and Dom's G to talk about this week's Big Ruse, which was pulled by Johnny Fairplay.
Bay Ruse, speaking of 24.
Dead Grandma Lie.
Saw this, the most famous lion survivor. Johnny Fairplay tricked everyone in Panama, everybody except Sandra. Sitting on the couch,
dead grandma lied, dead grandma lied.
Walking to Jen's for your show right now,
dead grandma lied.
They make Jacko's collar up to check if she was alive. They make Jeffers call her up and check if she was alive.
Something wrong, I saw my friend. It's Thunder D, my grandma dead. I turned to Lil, she start to cry. Balboa tribe, gon' believe my lie. Except Sandra, she hit my guts. After Rupert's boot, I lost her trust. But then the tribe decided to tank this challenge, so all their loved ones had to go walk the plank. Loved ones, husbands, best friend, boyfriend, Burton's mom.
Walking the plank, walking the plank.
All these suckers eating right off of my paw.
Dead grandma lied. He hurts as much as anyone. That's what Lil says about her friend John. He hurts as much as anyone. But no, not really, he's having a good old time because of the dead grandma lie.
That was a hit for Con.
Yay!
Westman.
Always a classic.
Our number three song comes from another voting block that we hear from every week. It's Nick Fishman and Aaron Robertson to talk about the theme of Survivor.
Do you think that when we're done wiggling through time in a couple of weeks, do you think that they're just going to still do a weekly wand off somewhere?
Nick Fishman and Aaron Robertson are not going to know what to do with themselves.
Like, once a week, are you going to have to release, like, a two-minute podcast?
They're really hoping Nick and Aaron? For a Big Brother LaWandoff.
It's not happening. I'm so sorry. You can take it. You can do it with someone else, but I'm not involved.
Here is Aaron Robertson and Nick Fishman.
I heard on News AF that Pirate Day is today. I wonder what's playing on the radio for it.
Thinking what was my favorite once visit to see. I wish I could think of someone besides Thunder D. Johnny's grandma didn't actually pass on. She's likely watching the Jerry Springer marathon. Johnny, can't you see if you want to get to Final Three? Be sure to stay calm. Keep up the lie about your grandmom.
I didn't know pirates lived long enough to even have grandmas.
We're back in English class. Here's some spelling tips, so there will be no revoking the necklace. We all don't watch Survivor for our college credits, but don't forget that there are two eyes in liaison.
That's good.
I thought this was Pirate Day, not Language Arts Day. What else is playing?
Double eyes are in this word. You need four vowels to spell it.
I said I didn't want a language song. Maybe something groovy instead. Not a fan of that. I don't think Rob was either. I need something more Buccaneer adjacent.
Walk the plank.
This isn't working. Maybe I should just rewatch Pirate Master. What's this?
We've got an exclusive interview with the famous pirate Johnny Fairplay and a former crewmate of his.
Oh, sweet. Could it be Rupert or Dara?
Welcome, John, and welcome also to the amazing Jonathan Penner.
No!
That was a lot. But from the artists Fountains of Zane, Survivor, the TV show, Cindy Hall and Oates, and ABBA Maria Gomes.
But there was also it was a lot, but there were also, to the point about the pirates, there was gold in there.
Mm-hmm.
So great job.
There were some doubloons somewhere.
Doubloons. To Mike Blooms.
Josh, the number four song here in Wandoff Nation comes to us from Michael from Rochester. Here's Michael.
It was gonna be my buddy or my friend. Planned it ever since this trip began. But Dee just told me Gran has died. I didn't even get to say goodbye. Bye bye, Grandma Fairplay. Wish I could hug you. Bye bye, Grandma Fairplay. Can you guys throw the challenge? Okay.
Sorry for that news. I'm sure everybody here is sorry.
See?
I have a million things I'd like to know. I don't think Sandra cares about her, though. And here's the part that hurts the most. I don't even believe in ghosts.
Bye-bye, Grandma Fairplay. Wish I would've hugged you yesterday. Bye-bye, Grandma Fairplay.
You won't watch Jerry Springer anymore.
Unlike Johnny Fairplay's made-up story, this week my grandfather actually passed away. I dedicate this wand off to him.
Oh, wow. It's not all about you all the time.
Very good.
That was from the band Mouse Ritana.
Mm-hmm.
And if Michael from Rochester is being sincere,
yes,
then a deep condolences
absolutely.
To Michael
absolutely.
From Rochester and his family.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Josh, I also have a bit of a correction. The last song, track number 3, is from Nick Fishman, Aaron Robertson, and DJ Figueroa McNichol.
Okay.
A retraction.
All right.
Casey, okay. Can you get it right? You have 5 songs to talk about every week.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I don't mean cool. to be come on, a stickler Roberts, about it.
Just let it go. Just let it go. Let it go, man.
That's look, we don't, when, yeah. When you're perfect, you can throw the first stone, Sesternino. All right. Let's keep going.
All right, one more.
Josh,
yeah.
I want to play for you and only you. Track number 5 yeah. in Wombat's Nation.
Yeah, I want it.
It's from Waylon Wolverine. And it's about...
Is it actual
man.
Wolverine?
It's from actually Wolverine.
Whoa, dope.
He's an established
the best he is at what
Broadway
he does.
Singer and performer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he has a song about the man who told everyone that his grandma was gone. Goodbye, Grandma.
Goodbye, Grandma.
Yeah. Turn on Survivor. There is a liar, don't believe what he say, 'cause he's Johnny Fairplay. The loved ones visit at last, Fairplay has to ask, is Grandma okay? Did she die like Balboa or Rupert's pet snake? Did she die like a challenge with a spelling mistake? But he lied and he did it with a straight face, 'cause he's Johnny Fairplay. Before Russell Hands broke the whole game apart, before Spy Shack's made by Tony, yeah. Before the Black Widows got Eric to give away his immunity, he sparked the fire, the OG liar. He went too far. A big fake. Favorite meal is a New York steak.
That's great.
A single word he say.
Oh no,
he's Johnny Fairplay.
Yes, he lied.
Ain't no reason for a grandma wait.
Oh, he lied.
She's watching Springer on commercial breaks. They all cried. Lil gave him a kiss on the face.
Kiss
his face. He's Johnny Fairplay.
Did she die?
Like Balboa with his pet snake. Like a challenge with a spelling mistake.
And he did it with the strength of space. Made it to third place. 'Cause he's Johnny Fairplay.
Wow.
Such a beautiful job from the Fishback Street Boys.
Can you imagine just a bunch of Stephen Fishback clones on stage doing Backstreet Boys?
I'd like to, and I will later today.
Oh, God, that's a little unsettling.
Josh, it can't go without saying the job that Top 5 Human, Randy Neupel, does every week to prep the wand off, listening to the tracks and uploading them to our SoundCloud playlist. Thank you to Randy Neupel.
Randy, you're the best, or at least one of the 5 best people on the planet.
And Josh, with that, I leave you to vote at robasawebsite.com/votewanda. Keep your feet on the ground and keep your hands off the table. All right, everybody.
Bye,
the late Casey Kasem.
Great to see you again.
There we go.
Casey Kasem.
What's coming up next week? What episode 12 are we talking about?
So here's the deal. I was texting with Mike Bloom.
Yeah.
I was talking to Mike Bloom, and Mike Bloom sent me a text a couple days ago. He's like, there's something happening with the Survivor stuff, with the time travel series.
Yes, what's happening?
We've been trying to, you know, go episode by episode, like an episode 4, an episode 8, whatever. And there was a little bit of like, well, your episode 7 was actually an episode 6, right? Like there was some confusion.
I remember that. Yeah.
So we're a little concerned because
people were not upset about that.
Our episode 12, I believe, is technically an episode 13, thanks to a clip show. Thanks to like one of those, here's what happened on the season. It's still going to be because.
Oh boy.
The clip show is not going to ruin the fact that we are going to talk about the martyr approach. We're going to talk about Coach.
Yeah, that's
We're
good.
Going
that's
to
good.
Token Sheens. It is
That's
it is
what it is, okay? That's what it is. Like,
it is technically an episode 13, but we are going to do it anyway.
We're
going to
talk about
not at me, I swear.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the episode of Survivor Token Sheens where Coach goes to Exile Island.
It's the martyr approach.
Whatever
it's called the martyr approach.
Whatever
the
episode it was, don't write and say, technically.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't you dare.
We're telling you what we're talking about.
It's the Coach
this
gets
the
voted out episode of Survivor Token Sheens. It's the episode we're going to talk about. Technically in episode 13, but we're talking about it anyway. We've only got 2 weeks left here. We're doing the Coach thing.
And then
we're
the
ending
week after
with the Borneo finale.
Is the finale. That's it.
So
two more.
That's it.
Okay.
So how are we not supposed to talk about Coach at the final 5? So we're going
to
do it.
So I appreciate everybody wanting to get it right, but there's no need to double check. This is what we're doing next week.
It's Coach.
Okay.
It's Coach. It's the martyr approach.
Mm-hmm.
For Coach.
Okay.
And then Borneo finale, and then we'll stop traveling through time because it's dangerous, frankly.
Dangerous.
Very right. dangerous.
Josh Wiggler, what else is going on in your world? I know you just gotten right back into
stuff. Hopping right back into it. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is up on our Marvel podcast.
Well, you're
over
up to Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, we're trucking through. I think we're going to be done with the Marvel Cinematic Universe by October, mm-hmm. I would guess. And then Kevin and I have to figure out what we're going to do next. We've got some ideas. So that's where we are on the Marvel journey on the Everything is Super podcast and post-show recaps. Mike Bloom and I shall be releasing our episode of Down the Hatch a little bit early this week. Every Man for mm-hmm. Himself, Sawyer Flashback Season 3. And then on Saturday, we are dropping a very special podcast. It's getting darn close to 1 year exactly that Down the Hatch has been in existence. So 8/15/2020 is the 1 year anniversary of Down the Hatch. And so we're doing a special 1 year anniversary show that's coming your way Saturday morning, 8/15.
Okay.
It's gonna be great.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be very, very good.
Perfect timing.
So we're looking forward to that. Mole Patrol shall continue this week. It will be coming a little late. We're recording on Thursday this week, so plenty of time to get your spoiler-free feedback in to molepatrol@robhasawebsite.com. Zed, Jess, and I will be back on Thursday to do that podcast. We are going to be launching a new podcast over at Post Show Recaps. HBO has a new show coming out pretty soon. Lovecraft Country is coming Sunday night.
Oh, wow. That's soon.
That soon.
Wow.
So we've got some podcast coverage coming your way. We are hoping to have a preview show up for you late this week, maybe Friday, potentially Saturday. And then we will have a weekly coverage of that show. So keep your ears and your eyes peeled on the Post Show Recaps feed for that podcast. Really excited about that one. And then there are rumors of another TV show rewatch podcast that's going to be hitting Post Show Recaps very soon. That I am not a part of, other than helping to launch it on its maiden voyage.
Okay.
So get excited. Get ready to activate the avatar state is the clue that I'll give you, which tells you what the show is if you know what that show is. So some very, very fun, exciting stuff in that realm. And I'm really excited for the people who are bringing that podcast together. That should be coming your way next week.
Well, Josh, congratulations to you and Mike on your 1-year anniversary of podcasting.
Thank you.
Down the Hatch. I know that this has been something that has been very important to you to get this Lost rewatch off the ground. So congratulations on 1 year of Lost rewatching.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd make it this far. I definitely thought I'd quit like I normally do most things.
Yeah,
but we're almost halfway there. We're living on a prayer. So I think that we have it earmarked that
in the episode count? I know that season-wise, I know you're only in season 3.
No, not quite, but getting close. We have the podcast calendarized out, and if we stick to the plan, ha ha ha, we will be done in December of 2021. So we'll have a 2-year anniversary to mark next.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations on 1 year also, for you I hear and Mike that Bloom.
I'm showing up in your neck of the woods pretty soon. You spun a wheel and you summoned me.
Yes, yes. Okay. And be on the lookout for Josh Wiggler joining us on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast coming up later on this week. So be on the lookout for that. Also, Josh, that you're not the only podcast around here celebrating a 1-year anniversary. The Purple Pants Podcast.
Woo!
Bryce Isaiah has been podcasting for 52 weeks since his maiden voyage way back when.
Don't
be surprised if you hear from him in the main feed sometime soon. But until then, be sure to check out episode number, I'm not sure if this is 52 or 53 of the Purple Pants Podcast, as Bryce celebrates his 1-year anniversary of the Purple Pants Podcast. You can subscribe at robitswebsite.com/ppp for the Purple Pants Podcast 1-year anniversary. And for those of you who are watching Big Brother, even though we had a commercial for Big Brother, you know all about how to get that. But also check out our Tough as Nails coverage if you've been watching that show. Recaps on Thursday with Jess and Mike and Phil Kogan talking about what's
so
going on
great.
On Tough as Nails. All right.
And that's not an impression. That's actually Phil.
It's really Phil.
It's really there.
It's okay. Yeah. Josh, anything else you want to say?
No, this was a blast. Really excited to talk about Coach next week. That's going to be super, super fun. This has been a great time. And congratulations on all the success with the Big Brother stuff.
Hey,
it seems like it's been a hit.
Been really fun, Big Brother
it's
All-Stars.
Awesome.
I'm
That's
so
awesome.
Happy that they were able to get the season off because not every show that we follow has been able to execute on filming a season during these
difficult
times.
With zero irony, very sincerely, I am thrilled for you and I am thrilled for the royal you who are either working on these podcasts or are listening to the podcast, watching the show, to have something that you love in this time. Is a real blessing. So for Big Brother Nation, I'm really excited for all you guys. No jokes.
Okay. And of course, all this podcasting made possible with the help of the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Find out more about everything we have going on in our patron community on Facebook and Discord now. And of course, our patron-only podcast feed. I'll be back with the First Lady of Podcasting for a patron 5 for 5 tonight as well, and much more. Find out everything over at robhaswebsite.com/patron. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
He looks like Santa. from Indiana, a bearded libertarian. Tie-dye pirate guy. That's right, it's Rupert Boneham. And he's not the brightest, thought there's a woman's alliance. Still, he's a favorite of the fans. But he's got muscles, doesn't trust Russell. So now the heroes craft a plan. But when he hasn't had much food, that puts him in a surging mood. He loves fruit, so he's complaining. When he gets cranky, he's displeased. So don't eat all the ripe bananas. There's a thousand of the plantains. He's annoyed by all the melons. Bananas left since they came. Rupert wants to save bananas, just like his wife and her mayonnaise.
Did you save your mayonnaise?
But Parvati did all the saving. So JT's gone instead of Jay.